Hi, I'm Tom and I started an agency. We're back to being a bit more business nitty gritty here. One of the main things that we brought in 2022 was something we planned back at the end of 2021. So last year was our first full proper year. So the previous year before was sort of just me on my own and only really sort of 4 or 5 months worth of the year. We didn't have a budget. We didn't have forecasts. We didn't have targets. We didn't really have any of that. It was kind of like fly by the seat of your pants type business growth, which I don't necessarily think is a bad thing, but I'm the kind of person that likes to know, have a bit more control over numbers and wants to have targets because they do work, sadly. Even if you don't think they do, and something to aim for, really. So we sat down with our accountants, shout out Gravitate Digital and Mike. Those guys offer way more than just your standard accountancy stuff. You know, they're kind of like, they offer a bit of business strategy and some other things. They're really great. So we sat down for a full day at their office, basically, and kind of went for it. We planned out everything from, you know, it wasn't just numbers. There was a couple of hours on what do we stand for? Like, what's our why? What do I want to achieve about the business, like now and future? You know, and then we planned out all sorts of stuff. So there's a big section on the team. So how do we see the team working in, you know, this year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, and sort of planned out those roles, estimated wages. And I guess the caveat here isn't, it might sound a bit like, oh, why the hell are you doing that? You don't know what's going to happen. But that's the whole point of it, was that you can plan for the future knowing that you might still have to change it every year. But the fact that you've got that sort of plan and already started to think about that lays the foundations of some solid foundations, basically, for the future, that you know, okay, if suddenly 3 big accounts dropped, we've already planned out what roles we need to hire for, what the wages would be. In my head anyway, it just certainly made things easier knowing that, you know, if you take what we did for the first 12 months, we actually planned in, because we had sales targets, we planned in, if we hit those sales targets, how much capacity do we need? So therefore, who should we be hiring and when? And it's all budgeted out like that. So we did all that. We did a lot of agency values, which will be the next episode. It was just a part of a push to have more oversight on our accounts. So now we get, off the back of all this, we get a really nice sort of like interactive report sent to us once a month that sort of lists, you know, here's, you're this percentage against targets, you're this percentage against revenue. It's got a section for like sort of new business sales pipeline in there. It's just nice for people to see. And that's the other thing as well, like every quarter we share a version of it with the team so they can see the growth or lack of, depending on how you're doing. And I guess that's one other thing as well. So out of the back of this, you know, it's a big thing for me right at the start of the session. Even before we planned it, I said one of the things we need to work in, if we're going to go down this hole, we've got sales targets route, we need to introduce something that gives back to the team, because it really wasn't fair to me to say, look, this year we want to bring in an extra 2-3 grand a month of work every month and you're going to help me do it, but you're going to get absolutely no return for that. So we have planned in a profit share scheme, basically. So the team are incentivized, hopefully, to help fill a part of that journey, and being part of that journey means that they'll be financially better off. And also, by nature of the agency being better off, there's more training we can do, there's more socials we can do, there's more tools we can buy. And I presented all this to the team at the start of the year, so hopefully they bought into that. I'm pretty certain they have. We've had a decent year for new business. So yeah, everyone benefits from that at the end of the year, which I think is really exciting. For recruitment, it's also a nice thing to be able to talk about that. Yes, you've got your competitive or above average wage, but also if the company does well, there's a bonus at the end of the year type thing. It's nothing new, but it's something that I was really keen to bring in, and felt that at the end of last year we were in a position to do so. I guess so. That's sort of like the first 2 or 3 hours of the day done, but then the next sort of half a day was all about some really detailed planning of, so there's a spreadsheet, obviously accountant spreadsheet. There's a tab for everything from admin, subscriptions, training, marketing. There's like 15 tabs for each sort of section of the business. Like even like, so one section might have literally the internet monthly cost. We've got all the things we subscribe to, so Sprout Social, Asana, Charlie HR, Timetastic, and various other subscriptions that we have. So that's all planned out in there. Then it all feeds into a main spreadsheet, and that spreadsheet then feeds into our accounting software Xero, And that feeds into our report. So once you've done the big bit of work, it all kind of looks after itself. But then there's some human sort of interpretation to put into the management accounts about, you know, the reasons for an increase in a particular retainer or a decrease, and there's rationale for, you know, how come there was less one-off work type thing. And then the guys at Gravitate send me like a 20-minute-ish video every month to go with the report, so we don't have to physically go into the office, and it's really good. So we got 5-year targets broken down by category, growth plans, much more control over the numbers, and I just generally feel like it's had a positive impact on the team, myself. And one thing it's had a positive impact on is the type of business we've gone for. So it has kind of, we have introduced more of a rigorous client qualifying process, so that was kind of born out the back of this as well. Was one thing that happened last year was there wasn't enough attention to detail on the type of work we pitch for. And again, it's something that you think that I should know better, but when you're running a business and you need to bring money in, sometimes things slip through that maybe shouldn't. We've been much better at that this year, in my opinion, much, much better. Sometimes the detriment of the overall numbers, but it's just meant the clients we've got are better, the work we produce is better. And subsequently, I would hope that, in theory, produces better case studies and hopefully award entries down the line. Summarise, we've got monthly management accounts, a profit sharing scheme, overall better oversight of the numbers, and it's all just been really good. So if anyone wants a copy of that spreadsheet, I'll check with Mike, but I'm sure it's fine. I'm more than happy to share it with you if you want to do your own planning. It's relatively self-explanatory. There's, you know, the tabs say what they are, the headers sort of say what they are, and you might just need to do a bit of like spreadsheet formula magic, but I think it could be really useful for most, not just agency owners, I think business owners really. A lot of people will have it, a lot won't. So again, LinkedIn, Twitter, work email, whatever you want. If you want to contact me, I'm happy to share and talk about, and maybe even share a copy of the report that we get, which could be quite interesting to see. The next episode, we're going to build on what I've just said and talk in a bit more detail about the actual agency values that came out of that planning session.